This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Doesn't matter how much I comb it. Look at it. It's a mop.
Well, it's like a mop, anyhow. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Guys, thanks so much for being with me. And just hopefully you're enjoying things. I am. I tell you what I'm loving the most. Some of you, I know, it's not right. My wife's going to slap me inside the head. I'm just loving how the left is totally losing their minds, how this president just keeps coming back. You know, for them, he's like a bad rash that won't go away no matter what they put on it. Think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, Brad Dacus will join us from Pacific Justice Institute. Love when he's on with us because he gives us a good insight as to truly what's going on in and around the, what do you want to call it? The Christian world? Because really, you've got a major issue now in the Christian world when it comes to, you know, people being able to go to church, being able to worship properly the way they want to. You know, you look at Cuomo, you mean, you know, this is, I know, people in New York are going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say it anyway. This is your headache. Why are you strapping us with it? Why should we even care at this point in time? This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. I say the same thing about California. I live here. And you know what I'm saying? Don't give us any tax money. You can give us, look, give us the same, I don't know how you do this, but the percentage or however it is you're doing in helping out businesses and what have you in the state like you're doing to everybody else, all right? But don't give us more. I have a very, very old friend of mine today that I think for the first time we really clashed. She was upset about the fact that Donald Trump wouldn't sign, you know, the stimulus, second stimulus package. Right? And my attitude is, I'm not interested. Because the money in that package, truly, you give it to Gavin Newsom, he's going to spend it on his vineyard. He's not going to spend it on us. He's already raided the coffers a half a dozen times to take care of pet projects after telling us if he taxed us, you know, a transportation tax. He told us at that point in time that we at least would have the money to fix the highways and the freeways. And you know what we got? Bupkis. He didn't fix anything. I think it was, if I'm wrong, correct me, but I think it was $15 billion he took out. Yeah, let that sink in. Took all that money, $15 billion. And what did he use a portion of it for? Abortions on college campuses. Tuitions and books for illegals. Now, you're going to say, oh, listen to you. You don't want to do anything for them. No. I want you to think about something. He taxed us. He sold us a tax that had to do, according to him anyway, with fixing the roads. We have rolled in California, known you know, California driving, California dreaming, you know, riding the highway. That's what we're known for. But he doesn't care about any of that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Be honest about it. Right? I'm not saying he pocketed the money, but he might as well have. If he's not using it to fix the roads, then what good's it doing us as a whole? Nothing. You're exactly right. I'm with you. Nothing. 8-5. I know. I'm frustrated. Look, I'm frustrated like most of you who write me emails are. Okay? Because it doesn't... You Californians, just like I say about the people in New York, and even the people in Chicago, stop complaining. You keep voting them in. You keep voting them in. You hear me? Hello? You keep voting them in. And if you're going to keep voting them in, I don't know what to tell you. This is your headache. You know, and again, I don't know what the problem is in California other than the other thing I can think of is they keep stealing the elections. I have no other... You got any other ideas? So the only way to fix this is to, you know, when Republicans and sane Democrats, because they're out there, I have a lot of friends that are Democrats, are great people. They don't like what's going on either, but I don't know why they... And maybe they do, they just don't tell me. Vote against Newsom. Get him out. Get some balance back in the legislature. You know what? It's real simple. Give almost two-thirds to the Democrats, right? Just shy of. Give the governorship to a Republican. You want to talk about balance? Now you'll have balance because they'll have to work together to get things through. And if the governor vetoes something, they'll have to work together to override him. Then you'll have balance. But until then, it's not even it's a dictatorship, and even it's a dictatorship right now because even the Dems won't come against Newsom. Although I don't know why, I haven't figured this one out. Now look, some of you made a lot of fun of me for kind of supporting, but I really wasn't. I was saying she was the only sane one in the group, Tulsi Gabbard. Now she is making them crazy right now. She might be a loon left socialist or whatever. However, she is pretty much yelling at her party saying, hey, look, you know what? Voter fraud is real and it's serious. And man, they're not happy. Talk more about this after the break. Brad Dacus joins me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
All right, only some of you will catch this. And Margaret Dumont. God bless that woman. She put up with so much from him in the movies, Groucho Marx. And I'm sure she laughed all the way to the bank, right? I mean, seriously. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, if you want to be part of the conversation. And you know, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. Get your information from the right people. I'd like to believe we're one of those right people, you know. And you should be questioning me, too. And don't let me get away with it. I get wrong information. Well, let me put it this way. I get information wrong, and I truly get wrong information at times. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can email me at joe@therealside.com. But let me get him on here, because I very much enjoy when I have Brad Dacus on with me, and every week we hit the, well, you hit the legal stuff. I just dance around it, because I don't have a clue. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. God bless him for what he's doing. Brad, first, thanks for being with the show. And secondly, tell people what Pacific Justice is. They need to know about this great organization.
Well, thank you, Joe. Yeah, we're a nonprofit legal organization that defends the basic rights of religious freedom, parental rights, over their kids, the sanctity of human life. And we do it all without charge. We have more offices across the country than any other organization of our kind, from sea to sea, from west coast to east coast. And we are really unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We actually work hard to make sure that everyone gets help if they fall on our mission statement and what we do. And we do it all without charge. And if you want more information about us, if you want to get our legal insider, we have 52 cases right now in litigation.
Wow.
If you want to keep up with this, they just simply go to our website, pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. pji.org. And there, if they want to support our work and become part of our team, that's how we do our work. We're fighting these unlawful, unconstitutional shutdowns and these other egregious violations of our rights and liberties as we speak. So thank you.
No, thank you. No, I really mean that. Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. And, you know, it's funny. People don't realize truly the power that the government has, or they don't really have it, but they're dishing it out, right? They're letting us believe that they have it. If this doesn't scare you, when you think about what's going on, let's just go to New York for a second, right? Governor Cuomo just announced, I'm going to close religious institutions if they don't obey. I mean, does that sound like Mussolini or what, right?
Yeah.
And he specifically is going after Jewish synagogues. How can he do this?
Yeah, and it's because the courts, some of the courts have followed the what's called the Jacobson rule, which is to give great deference to governors, so long as they make any allegation of health or safety, let them do whatever they want, just about, as long as they have some kind of rational basis. And it's very tyrannical, and it's a total skirting of the court's responsibilities to compel government at all times to show a compelling state interest, and it's narrowly tailored to the most least restrictive means of furthering that interest. And not ignoring our fundamental rights under the Constitution, ever. And so that's what this is an example of. It's very, very tyrannical. And mind you, when he talks about closing, he's not saying temporary closing until the vaccine comes out or something. He's talking about permanent closing.
Yeah.
And that is that's just off the charts of illogical. Permanently close them? So because they disagree with you, Governor, and they think they have a constitutional right to meet or to worship and safely and you know, logically, you're going to permanently close them? Where's the due process? Where's the hearing? It's like you said, Mussolini style. It's very, very, very tyrannical. Governor Cuomo of New York should be ashamed of himself and his abuse of powers, along with Governor Newsom of California, among others.
It's a very, he goes without saying, though.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing to me, again, I before you came on the segment, before yours, I was talking about how I no longer have, and I know this is bad, but I have no sympathy for the people of California. I have no sympathy for the people of New York. I have no sympathy for the people of Chicago. You keep voting these people in. You keep putting them back in place because you're not, I don't know if you're not paying attention or if you really swallowed the line that Republicans are so bad under no circumstance you to put them in. You know, you look at, I think Thursday night I'm going to do a whole breakdown of where California is at, how many people they've lost in the last. We've lost over 5 million people in the last 10 years in California. I want you to think about that. All right? Only 30% of them are going to Texas, so the Texans don't have to, you don't have to be worried right now. But, you know, think about it. Why would you leave? People can't flock to California for the weather, the opportunities, the jobs, and the lifestyle. And why are they leaving? Because of the jobs, the lifestyle, the taxes. I mean, all the things that we came here for now are no longer exciting because they don't exist. This is scary, and people need to catch up, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. And you also you forgot to mention the public schools.
The new
radical sex agendas all the way down to the kindergarten level. It's just inhumane. It's very sick and damaging. And parents, and if they have a child in a public school in California, they either need to look at private schools, homeschooling, or like a church homeschool co-op. A lot of churches are starting homeschool co-ops, or think about leaving the state, which, as you just pointed out, so many are doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I get what you're saying. You know, you want to stay here. You want to do the co-op. It's not going to help. Because they're going to eventually, and if you don't change the legislature, and I was just talking about, if you people in California really want a balanced legislature, then you know what? Give the governorship to a Republican. Bring down the Democrat rule of the legislature to just under two-thirds, so they actually have to make deals. They actually have to work together. A veto override can be done if everybody's working together. That's truly what government was meant to be, was it not?
You're right. You're right. And we just see a clear abuse of power, of authority, and government needs to be held accountable. And hopefully this election, they will be held accountable, not just on the federal level, but also on the state and local level as well. We now see more than ever the importance of getting involved in local politics.
Oh, yeah.
Because of such abuse that we've seen at a local level, the city council, county board of supervisors, school boards, and the like.
Now, but you and I have known each other for years, and I've been preaching to you and others for years. We are so caught up in state and federal elections, we keep forgetting that the people that end up there were first on school boards and city councils. And we need to be holding their feet to the fire, you know, when they're on those boards. And we don't. I know plenty of people that did crappy jobs as councilmen, and they ended up in Congress or state senator or state assembly. And until we decide to really vote in those people that God tells us to vote in, you know, people who love God and fear God, look at, this is what you're going to have. Look at what did Newsom just sign? Here's that stupid music again. Anyway, show the theater host. We're going for a quick break. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. We're going to keep him with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling on Congress to provide more help to the economy. Speaking to the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday, Powell says the more stimulus lawmakers can provide, the better the economic recovery will be.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses. Over time, household insolvencies and business bankruptcies would rise, harming the productive capacity of the economy and holding back wage growth. By contrast, the risks of overdoing it seem, for now, to be smaller.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it bears down on the Gulf of Mexico. The latest data from the National Hurricane Center shows the storm has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane, packing winds of more than 130 miles an hour. Delta is expected to make landfall later today on the Yucatan Peninsula, then turn north, targeting Louisiana by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, sincerely, thank you for being with me. I do really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting me, and trying to converse with. By the way, I know you guys think I'm really talented, but here's the problem. I cannot listen to the guest speak, think, and read what you send me. So cut me a break. I'll read it during the breaks, I promise, and I'll comment on it if I can when we come back on live. So I do appreciate the time with me. I do appreciate the time you guys are working with us and being with us. Let me bring it back on. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week. I always love my time with him because, you know, you're getting real information as to what's going on out there. A lot of you, I hate to say this, but a lot of you are Facebook lawyers, okay? You're sure you know, but you don't. You really don't know. I don't either. I'm not saying I'm smarter than you. And that's why I bring guys like Brad on. Because, you know, you learn, get the information you need. I mean, how many of you, raise your hand. I'm looking, I got one of those cameras, I can see you, so don't cheat. How many of you believe that a nomination and confirmation to the Supreme Court is a lifelong confirmation? Yeah, see, I thought so. It's not. You could, and you'll never get it done in today's environment, but you can remove a justice of the United States Supreme Court for bad behavior. That's how simple, that's how important behavior was to our founding fathers. They would have flames coming out of their nose and ears right now if they saw what was going on with the Bidens of the world, the Obamas, and so forth. Anyway, Brad Dacus, I'm sorry, thanks for being with me.
Well, great to be on the program. Appreciate it.
You know, I told Brad during the break, and I think I told you guys too at one point, I've been taking a constitutional coach class that is offered at Patriot Academy through Rick Green. And I feel like a flaming idiot. And I love history. I learned a lot about history. But the things that our founding fathers wanted, the journal. Now, when I say journalists, I don't mean the ones that wrote for the newspapers. I mean the journalists that they had there in Independence Hall and other places that were taking notes as to what they were saying, what their intent was, what they were trying to do, you know, the original intent. You really got to think about that. They didn't just throw stuff out there because, hey, that sounds good. Yeah, let's come against murder. That's a good thing to do. There's a whole reason as to why they did things they did, the way they did them. Some of our founding fathers felt that because God put the Bible together the way he did and said things in the order he did and used the words he did, they thought it was extremely important that they did the same thing with the Constitution, that they laid things out in a very determined and deliberate way, using the words they used the way they used them. Anyhow, am I off, Brad?
No, you're right. In fact, it was a long, arduous process to construct the Constitution. They worked through hypotheticals and possibilities, and in fact, it was interesting. One thing that Thomas Jefferson was at one time he was reporting was supporting was the idea of having limits on the debt, stating that when a generation builds up debt, that they have to pay that off so that subsequent generations will not be burdened with that debt. That would be unjust. And then he concluded, he said, well, to put that in there would be, you know, it would be an insult to the American people that they would ever do such a thing to subsequent generations. You know, that's not needed, you know. And if you could look today, that would be in the Constitution.
Maybe that's why the smoke coming out of his gravesite, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, we can really learn a lot when we read and understand, look at what they considered, what they didn't consider, and understand where they were coming from. Original intent is very important. Strict construction is very important. Looking at exactly what the wording is, what it says. With those two primary tools, we can have a very stable country, but we also have one that's secured with our liberties and freedoms against tyranny, and the kind of tyranny we're seeing threatened against our country and our Constitution and our electoral process.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm always amazed at how hard it seems to be. It bothers me that we have 5-4 decisions of the Supreme Court. And I tell people all the time, it's not that there's the 5-4 isn't them interpreting the Constitution. It's them deciding through their ideology that that's what the Constitution says, if you would. They're not looking at it from a textual or an originalist standpoint. You know, Joey B., my loving term for Joe Biden, Joey B. came out the other day and he said that he was going to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. Well, a lot of people already thought it was the law of the land. And it's not, because you and I have talked about this before. I want you to hit on it a little bit. It is not the law of the land because the Supreme Court doesn't make law. All right? They rendered an opinion that it was illegal to keep a woman from having an abortion. And they laid it all out. We're so far from what they laid out, but they laid it all out then. And so it should have gone back to Congress, and Congress should have took it up and made a law, correct?
You're correct, correct. In fact, in the opinion, it was very poorly worded. Even if someone is, you know, for abortion rights, et cetera, there's been scholars that have looked at it and said, yeah, this was very poorly written from both sides of the perspective. You know, for example, they said, you know, we don't know when human life begins, so we're just going to punt this and just say that human life doesn't begin in the mother at all. It's not till the baby's actually born. I mean, then they break up into three trimesters. Then you have them saying, well, you know, later on, you know, they're saying, well, you know, you can have protections if the child can survive outside the mother's womb. You know, but then O'Connor came back and said, you know, this is really problematic because basically we're saying that an unborn's personhood and life recognition as a human being is contingent upon when they're born in terms of the technology of the age. It seems that seemingly humanity and basic dignity of human life shouldn't be, you know, subject to, you know, when they were born in terms of medical technology and able to survive outside the womb. So the Roe versus Wade really took us down a slippery slope. It should have been left back to the states. States are the ones who pass homicide laws. They're the ones that define murder and the like and personhood. For all other purposes, it's historically a matter of the states, not a matter of judicial activists trying to play God and really doing a terrible job at it, I might add.
Yeah, good luck with that, because, again, when you see, when people say, you know, especially John Roberts says, you know, the judges aren't Obama judges or this judge, or that. No, it's not true. It's not a true statement by any stretch. And the reason is, I don't buy that one judge interprets something different than another on its face value. You know, you have these federal judges or what have you that you know, you get to a lower court, if you would, and a judge comes out one way because he believes that the Constitution says one thing. He sent it to another federal judge, and he's totally on a different page. What are they using as a basis? You know what I mean? How are they? You hear them say, this is the thing that bothers me. You'll hear them say, well, you know, Smith versus Jones or Smith versus United States of America back in 1952. The judge then said this was the law, so we're going to go with that. Well, why don't they say, in looking back at the Constitution and looking what our founding fathers said at the time, this is what they wanted? You never hear them say that, do you?
Right. And that's what makes it so problematic. You know, they're sworn to interpret, to protect the Constitution, not to change it. Every jurist, every judge in the country should be one who respects the original intent and the text of the Constitution. Anything short of that should be subject to removal from the court, from the Supreme Court all the way on down. Just looking at their oaths and the history of constitutional interpretation and what our founding fathers were expecting and the people who adopted the Constitution were expecting.
Yeah, it, like I said, it is amazing to me. But what about that, you know, again with Joey B. saying that, you know, we're going to make it the law of the land. I mean, ultimately, truly, there's no law right now. I mean, there is no law
right. That
Congress put through that said abortion is legal. The court just simply gave an opinion that it was not legal, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. And but I, you know, I'm not sure, you know, Joey B, you know, really knew what he was saying when he said that. So,
well, you don't have to guess. He didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in a debate. He's not on his injection of, you know, of Adderall or speed. So. You know, he's back to the same Joe that I've seen. I've been watching him on TV since the debate. He's back to the same Joe, forgetting what he's saying or saying the wrong, saying 200 million people have died instead of, you know, 200,000. So, I whatever he says, I take it really with a grain of salt. He's, you know, I'm convinced personally he's not at mild dementia. I think he's actually at moderate dementia level.
And
I think that's very concerning.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about the McCloskeys and apparently a Supreme, not a, what do you call it, come on. A jury. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Verdict?
No verdict yet. See, I like this. We'll keep guessing until we come back. Joe Messina, stuff go far with you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, let me just bring them on. You already know about the other stuff, right? Head over to the website, realside.com, for information on the show, me, how to get in contact with me. And Brad Dacus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad. And you also have a show that people can catch, correct?
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's called The Dacus Report. And it's heard on radio stations across the country. We also have an hour-long television program heard on several cable stations in Texas, Pennsylvania, Florida. It's called The Dacus Report as well. And then we have an actual streaming hour-long show, Monday through Friday, called Brad Dacus Live. And that's heard on hischannel.com, his channel, hischannel.com.
That's great. Yep. And this Friday, you're going to have a special guest host that I heard about.
Yes. we're really looking forward to this gentleman. I think he, you know, is going to be just doing an absolutely fantastic job. You know him well. It's you. So, Joe, you're going to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be on hischannel.com on this Friday at 11 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
Pacific Standard Time, and you can watch it afterwards. For 5 days it stays on the network. You can watch it.
Oh, cool!
So you'll So, yeah, you can watch it. If they miss it, they can watch it. But it's going to be a great show. Michael Pfeffer is going to be sitting in for me. I'm going to be speaking at a rally in Sacramento that day. So assuming the governor doesn't bring out the dogs and, you know, the canines and attack us.
Well, no. It's a peaceful protest. I don't get it. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's the messaging. He likes only a certain kind of messaging.
Yeah.
And that's the Constitution, of course, yeah, it really affords the governor that. No, it doesn't. But we're all ready for a challenge to our rights, and I can assure you Pacific Justice will be responding accordingly if there is.
This is an interesting night. So after you, I have Brad Stein on. Everybody knows him as God's Comic. You've been with him before on
yes.
some events out and around, and he's a great guy, and he's, you know, he started a new YouTube channel called, you know, Brad Stein Has Issues, and let me tell you what, I've known him for a long time. Yeah, he's got issues, and so he can let us know what some of those issues are, but really, he has been on top of this thing for years that and frankly, he got me started on something. We're our warriors. Years ago, he did the prayer breakfast with me, and he asked the question, looking out over a crowd of 400, where are the warriors? Where are the people that will stand up and step up for our kids, for our rights, and for our God? And it really hit home with me big time. And I've never let it go. And now another line that he has is, hey, we'll see Christians. When are you going to step up? So we have a lot of guys like this that are coming forward. Now, the fellow that I've got coming on, the pastor in the third hour, he's going to be with you on Friday. So,
yeah.
So this is a Brad Dacus night, I guess. You know, who knows Brad Dacus? He'll be on the show tonight. Anyway, but
I'm looking forward to it. You always have so much depth in terms of both as on the school board, in terms of your activity as a journalist and your radio programming. You're going to be great. It's going to be. I really appreciate you being willing to be on the show on Friday. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with it, and people should tune in. I'll put a link up on the website over it as well. You know, I don't know how you feel about this. You and I haven't talked about it, but, you know, the president has decided to declassify all the information that has to do with the Russian hoax event. And we're already seeing stuff come forward where, you know, Brennan's handwritten notes have been released. His notes prove, without a doubt, that Obama was briefed on the scheme to set up Trump, which means there were a lot of people in that administration that knew about it. I'm sure it wasn't just Obama. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but how do you see this thing playing out? You think anybody will turn?
Well, I think a lot of it's going to rely on the election.
That's
if
true.
Biden gets in, they replace the attorney general, all these criminals go free. And I say criminals, you say, well, they're not proven guilty yet. The evidence is very clear and very compelling at this point that this was not accidental and that the law was broken. The fact that the President of the United States knew about it, was informed about it, is very alarming, which means basically everyone in between was aware of this and knew about it, that was involved in the process. So this was a huge, massive cover-up from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we had something like this, to this magnitude of invading privacy for electoral purposes, for that was Watergate, and we impeached that president. and so, you know, we can't impeach Obama because he's already out, but we can't hold him responsible and accountable. And maybe Biden will pardon him. Maybe Biden will pardon everyone. If Biden is elected president. But we're going to see, unfortunately, a real skirting of justice in a major way, historical proportions, I believe, if Biden is elected president. If he's not, then we have the opportunity for we the people to see that everyone is treated fairly and equally under the law, and people cannot skirt justice just because of their political power. And I hope that is what we end up having, and I hope Trump is elected president again on November 3rd.
But, Brad, here's the problem. If nobody goes to jail for any of this, if something doesn't happen here, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem with the American people. I mean, am I wrong here or not? I mean, we are so tired of not getting justice, of not seeing justice be done, and having the government over the past few years, or not 3 years, but go after Donald Trump in an unjust way. I think it's going to get dangerous out there. I think people are going to start taking things in their own hands, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very frustrating for many Americans. You know, I think conservatives are going to look at this. They're the ones, of course, to be the most angry about this.
Yep.
But they're also more civil. They're less likely to burn down buildings and shoot and kill people in the streets. This is not what they normally do. You know, it's just not that's not their modus operandi. But there will be definite backlash and anger, you know, and also a cheapening of our whole judicial process.
Thank you. Yep.
And when we have that, we have less confidence in America. One of the two strongest points of a wealth of a nation by the World Bank Organization, number one is the morality of the people, and number two is the extent that they have an equal and fair judicial system under the law for everyone. And we have a good chance of losing the latter. And if we do, all bets are off in terms of our future economically, in terms of capital investment, in terms of so many different levels that we've taken for granted for so long.
Well, we can think about something here. You know, they all talk about how bad Trump is for the economy, for, you know, the country, the whole nine yards. When he went in, when it was found out that he tested positive and he went in, the stock market took a nosedive. And
right.
When they found out that he was okay and coming home on Monday, what did it do? It rallied back around again. So they have confidence in him. If Joey B gets in, this thing's going to, it'll be lower than the sewer. Don't you think?
Yeah, here's an even worse scenario. If Joe Biden gets elected president and the Democrats take the Senate, according to Goldman Sachs and other investment by other companies, the stock market, that's going to be the worst case scenario for the stock market, for the economy, for jobs. It's going to go south. People are going to, the policies, the extreme policies from the Green New Deal to $4 trillion in taxes, more government control, bringing back the regulation, the reversal of everything that Trump has done will happen, and it's going to economically move us in reverse to where we were and not to where we could be if Trump is reelected and the Senate remains in Republican control. Both are very, very important elements to watch this election.
I know this sounds like, deep state and all that stuff, but I have a real concern that should Trump lose, I don't believe he will, but should he lose, they will put him in jail almost immediately, that he won't stand a chance. And that's very much, for me, that's very much a concern, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what basis they would come up with. I mean, they try to make up things, lie and fraudulently come up with things that have now been shot down to their disgrace for generations,
yep.
Hopefully. But yeah, if they try to come up with something, I think the American people are going to be very enraged because he's been scrutinized. You know, tremendously, and had false accusations his whole presidency. You know, even a near coup when he was being sworn into office. I mean, so I think that.
No kidding.
That yeah. I mean, remember that he was being sworn into office, and there was a mass of people, you know, wanting to take over, just invade.
Yeah, that moment.
So I think that if that happens to him, then there will be a huge outcry by the American people, and. You know, some people say civil war. You know, I hope not. I hope, but Americans only take tyranny so long, and the tyranny from the top down, from the which we now know conclusively from the Obama administration, from Obama all the way on down through the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, is just and of course the Department of Justice on the Obama administration, what they were all doing together in cohesion, collusion, it should be extremely. Revolting to people and concerning. It just shows why we need to vote, why we need to get involved and make sure.
Yes, why you need to get involved. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Brad, God bless for what you guys do. Remember, PJI.org, PJI.org. Up next, another Brad. Brad Stein, God's Comic. Check it out on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in real sight on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll miss a lot.